is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
Sorry about that. I let the music play too long. I got distracted by Joe. Joe was playing Pip and screw. Joe was playing Pip and like scratching his back like an animal.
Yeah, that is distracting. I know, but I applaud you, Joe.
Oh, that's a good scratching beam.
It is. I can't lie. I use it myself, but that's it's not your beam to use. All right, so we'll do some scam busters. All right, so basically, what this is, we are doing the ongoing saga of Ann Jackson. Ann Jackson was a woman who was deemed as an anti-scammer expert, but then started leading victims to scammers to get re-scammed. So I was called upon to find out what exactly is her deal, what's going on, and we've been dealing with this for many, many years, the ongoing saga. It's sad and informational and funny, too, because she's a woman of Japanese descent, so her English not so good, and their English not so good, and she gets nasty, and it gets funny. So that's what this segment is, and we like to have our Pip picks three topics that we like to play along to see which are the words that will be used tonight. And what are those, Pip?
Well, our perennial favorite, the first topic is always Mr. Davin, and the second topic is any mention of gold bars, and the third topic is any mention of Melvin Santos.
I feel like you've gone to the Melvin Santos well before recently.
I probably have, but he's fruitful.
I've got a question. What if it's idiot Melvin Santos? Does that still count? Any mention, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm going to go with six Mr. Davins, two mentions of gold bars, and five Melvin Santos.
Okay. I'm going to say five Mr. Davins, one gold bars, and four Melvin Santos. Now, Joe's girl, coming in from the chat, says three Mr. Davins, one gold bars, and one Melvin Santos.
And away we go. Dateline, December 12th, 2015. Mr. Davin!
One.
Are you there? I can show you something important. Is this cancerous? No. this is the truth about funds transfer. I got the documents. I'm waiting for your reply. Mr. Davin!
Dose.
Number one, Mr. Sam Daco contacted me. Last year, the bank was looking for me, but I refused them. Then coming up, so-called Sam Daco, who said he wanted to send me the funds. I told him I would never trust anyone, and I will never send any money. He applied for the funds for me. I posted him on the net, and she posted him on an anti-scammer website. Number two.
Hold on a second, Davin.
What?
I don't think I've ever remembered hearing this name before.
No, this is a new scam that she was approached for.
Mm.
And she's telling them, I don't like the cut of your jib. I'm not playing your scamming games. So we've smartened her up a bit.
Good.
Number two, First Commercial Bank contacted me.
Me.
Joe?
Me.
It's too late. You're retarded. After refusing this, Sam Daco, the bank, contacted me. I also posted on net, and she posted on another anti-scamming website. This is the real content from the mail. It comes from First Commercial Bank. So it's the email is first_c_bank_u@el.ru.ru is Russian. So these are Russian scammers.
Come, comrade.
But this is from the First Commercial Bank of London. With a Russian email address. 29 Wilson, so they give the address, London, United Kingdom. Attention, beneficiary. Immediate remittance of your U.S. $2 million interest payment bit by bit. Which is how the banks talk. They always talk about getting you the money bit by bit. Piece by piece.
How I pay my mortgage.
Okay. Sequel to our board of directors meeting recently, which your file was reviewed, that some time ago in our bank, your inheritance fund was brought to our bank, and after some period, then the fund was called back to World Bank. Got that?
It was called back to World Bank.
It was called back to the World Bank. For the period of time this money was in our bank, it generated an interest of $2 million, which we considered your long-suffering as we have the knowledge that you have not received a single cent from your inheritance fund. Rather, you left to pay for this or that the fees...
How much was in her inheritance fund where the interest is $2 million?
She doesn't have an inheritance fund, stupid! It's a scam!
But I'm just saying, for you to believe that, how much the inheritance fund would have to, you know...
Yeah, what's the principle?
You know?
I don't know. I'm sure it's a lot, but they're just getting back to her bit by bit. You're left to... You would not receive...
$2.8 million coming to you. You want it bit by bit.
Well, it's $2 million, not $2.8. That'd be ridiculous. From your inheritance fund, rather, you are left to pay for this or that fees due to corrupt government and bad bank officials, and we've decided to pay you this US $2 million to console your suffering in their hands. Furthermore, as you are aware how difficult to transfer fund above US $500,000 around the globe and the circumstance surrounds it, we have concluded plans to be crediting your account bit by bit of US $400,000 on each transfer. These are supposed to be British bankers, by the way, with this type of fucking writing.
Yes.
What do the British know about English?
You raise a good point.
British bankers always talk about how corrupt banks are. Yeah.
All you need to do now is to reconfirm your bank account information where the funds will be transferred with your mobile telephone number. Well, that sounds secure.
Yeah.
Note, we have only 10 working days to complete the transaction. So there it is again. There's a limited timeline.
Right, of course,
they would never ask you to do it with a mobile phone. That's like the least safe way you could do it. Why don't you do it at Starbucks while you're at it?
Yeah, yeah. And have put it on the overhead. Yeah. On the
Ask if they have a projector.
Yeah. And right next to the latte list, we'll put your bank information.
Make sure you loudmouthly your real bank account number.
I'll take $5 million and 3 extra pumps.
Regards, Mr. Bill Watson.
The Starbucks joke.
I don't understand Starbucks jokes. Regards, Mr. Bill Watson, Remittance Director, First Commercial Bank, London, United UK. Number 3, I checked the bank and the official website and Google Map. The bank does exist. Okay, it does exist, but they don't. I'm glad that she checked that the bank exists.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. You got to be a little bit more hep to the game by now.
You see, especially when you consider yourself an expert.
Especially when you consider yourself, you get fucking scammed every day. So then she gives me the website, which is an official website. Yes, but it's .UK, not .RU. You see the difference? Yeah. Do you see the difference?
You sound like you're shoving a dog's face down in their poop in the living room.
Well, her defense, she does have the stomach bug. She's got poop on the brain.
Right.
Probably her pants, too. So then she provides me all the real information of the bank. Number 4, I do get mail from the official mail.
You get mail from the official mail?
Well, yeah, probably after she fucking responded to them. Mm. Info at firstcommercialukltd.co.uk. That's the real shit.
Right.
Kindly view the attached file for transfer and release your funds. Best regards, Mr. Wright, John, Operation Manager. I don't know what that is. I don't know. Attach the documents. Conclusion. Funds transfer is not free. You need to pay. It is legal, but you have to pay for the fees for the funds transfer fees. These are real documents. Please see the stamps. Oh, fucking stamps.
See the horsey? Pay up.
You can check them by yourself. I can say it is true. Even Brown, Cotton, James Miller, and Parker Green. Do you believe in this? December 13th, 2015. Mr. Davin.
That's 3.
Okay.
I want to say the funds transfer is not free. You want to say a lot of dipshitty things. The anti-scam hunters who attack me maybe commit crimes on net due to money laundering issues. So the people that were trying to help her, once again, are the real criminals. Or they are really hungry for lovers. Because she thinks they get jealous of the soldiers. I got to tell you, nothing has quenched my thirst for lovers like helping scam victims. Nothing. And dealing with scammers. I even quenched by writing porn.
Yeah, right.
Was that quenching exactly?
It was. I got to tell you, the girl I'm dealing with now, I can't figure this one out.
Really?
I don't know, I know there's lies involved. I've caught the lies. And it were many times for me getting this to the air, but I'm dealing with one. But I can't. But this one is much smarter than the usual scammer.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think you met your match?
No, impossible. No, I haven't met my match because I know they're full of shit. Yeah. I met my match when they know that I know.
That you know. They know that we know.
Exactly. That they're full. So she still believes I'm eating up this bullshit.
Right.
But no. I've done some research.
Right.
Anyway, but enough about that. That's for many years from now. Or a special edition of the Dick Eldorado Show. I just want to say the documents are real and they must do legal procedures. They lie to people. December 15th, 2015. I write back, no. Does it make any sense to send money to people you've never met? Which, scammers usually want you to do.
Yes.
That's kind of the cut of their jib.
Yeah.
December 16th, 2015, she writes, that is concerned about my scam case 2011. The banks were looking for me. James H. Miller and Parker Green confirmed it for me. When I asked for help, this is the truth. The documents are real. You can see the mail address and the bank address and so on. I sent mail to official site to ask them.
Two scammers confirmed it for you. Thanks.
I don't know. I mean, December 17th, 2015, I write, how could a bank have your money if you never gave them any information to open an account?
Somebody said here, hold this for Ann Jackson. Okay.
Okie dokie. I go, I'm not going over Parker and Green again with you. They are scammers. Nothing more.
For this shit. I'm not going to go over this with you again, you idiot.
Oh, and then I guess I did research the bank. I go, the bank's been used in a lot of scams, and I showed her the Google results.
Right.
So I did the search that she should have done.
Right.
December 18th, 2015. Mr. Davin, attached the photos I sent. I sent mail from the official website, and the photo shot from my mails to prove the truth. Yes, the hackers can hack the banks. How can you say this after reading the files? This is not scam, because I asked the bank. The banks were looking for me, and they are all real. But the anti-scam hunters do not know the funds transfer, so that since I did international trade before. Again, she's relying on her past career for knowledge. The real documents are usually typed and the stamps. You do not believe in me, but you are wrong. I go, call the number on the site. This way you can see if the people at the actual bank know anything about this. I'm just giving her, like, little tidbits to get to the fucking point.
Yeah.
And then I gave the real information to her. December 19th, 2015. Mr. Davin!
That's how many times? Six?
How many is that?
Five.
All right. In fact, this case is also real. The bank called me last year. Joe, come on now. I'm mean all by myself. We can't have that. So far, the true cases happened to me. Thank you, Joe. I called the bank lawyer before. Used to think it a scam. Number one, the funds would release to the victims, but they have to pay for the funds transfer fees. The transfer fees will not be deducted from the funds. Again, she wants to send these people money. James Miller and Parker Green are real.
No, they're not.
Number three, I have no idea why James Miller and Parker Green do not reply to you. Maybe they consider their privacy. Yes, that's what they do.
They don't reply because I know they're scammers, you asshole.
Number four, I do not contact them anymore since they are stupid and they do not know the corruption and the bad bank workers.
Because they are stupid. And
they are greedy. Brown Cotton is a fucking idiot. I must report him. I go, there is a difference between people calling you and you getting a phone number from a real bank website and calling them.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
So again, I gave her the first commercial UK, their real contact information. She goes, I sent mail from this site. Or she gives me the address. She goes, I sent mail from this site. Mr. Davin.
It is
the funds traced back RSB Bank. The reference number is from RSB Bank, which contacted me last year. The funds were moved to this bank. So she thinks this is still the fucking money. She doesn't realize it's the same people scamming her. They're trying to get her again. Now the funds will be moved to World Bank. New Year's Eve, December 15th, I write, funds do not magically go from one bank to another. People have accounts with account numbers. Am I out of line here, kids?
If she has to pay fees every time they talk about giving her her money back, how come there aren't any fees involved in them magically moving it back and forth?
Good point. Well, it's the bank. You know, professional courtesy, Pip.
They do no, they do nothing for it.
Let's see. Mr. Davin.
Seven.
No, seven.
This one is scam. The scammer is from Russia. See the phone number and the last one showing Russian language? The scammer changed the phone number, and this scammer said,
Me.
Fake document. She sent the document.
Yeah, hold, stop right there. This is her writing to you?
Yes.
So she picked up that they're...
Now,
okay.
After
right.
several days of me telling her.
All right.
Attention and Jack. That's what they wrote.
Sounds like an old 70s movie. And Jack, bringing her own brand of justice. You can't go in that town, and Jack. I'll go in there, and I know Melvin Santos is in there.
And I feel Jack. Like you've created Pip's name for your show. payment allocation authentication for $2 million only in your favor. This is to inform you that the foreign exchange allocation in the tune of U.S. $2 million has been approved in your favor. And following this, we have been instructed to transfer the above-mentioned amount in bits of $400,000 on each transfer through the account reconciliation desk of the consolidated tune of your bank to your account. Ooh, they used words.
Oof.
Kindly fill the attached...
Big words and bit.
Yes. Mm. Kindly fill the attached transfer authentication form and send it back to us, anyone able to proceed. Cordially yours, Bill Watson. And then she goes, this one is real, but I will never do anything. Kindly view attached for the file transfer and release your funds. Best regards, blah, blah, blah. So this is the one from First Commercial Bank in London. January 4, 2016, she writes, Mr. Davin! Coming up with the UN to contact me now. They gave me code in order to the imposters to intrude their mails. She got a code from the UN to intrude their mails. I think it might be hackers after I post them on my blog. I have mail address. How idiot they are. I will post it on the blogs. I want to tell you, period. Number one, James Miller and Parker Green are assholes because I have hate ideology in my mind. They are killing me. Hate ideology. I don't even know what that means. Brown Cotton is fucking idiot, but she likes it. He must be exposed, even recovery scammer Melvin Santos.
Yeah, that's one.
Representing UN Secretary. Exposing truth is important. James H. Miller should have been dead in Dubai, and he asked me to pay for the fees by using threats from Parker Green and Brown Cotton. I have the evidence. Ha 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 ha! These people are like terrorists. This is what I know. They claim the U.S. Marines, and I see through men. Ha 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 ha! Lies, lies, lies. I CC them to you because they do not feel shameful. Ha ha ha! They will burn in hell.
Burn in hell.
February 12th, 2016. Subject, please read this email. How ironic, natural disaster. With a question mark, natural disaster? I read it wrong. Mr. Davin. You can enjoy reading the mail, and I'll post it on net even if it is real. This is what UN sent to me. Attention. Letter from the United Nations to eradicate poverty around the world and to help people that have been victims of natural disasters, etc. Can you count yourself lucky for being a part of this on ongoing program from the United Nations. Kindly send your details with the below. Require full name, contact number, country name, base ID, attached copy of ID. Note that because of imposters, we hereby issue you our code of conduct, which is, and then they give the code, so you have to indicate this code when contacting by using it as your subject. Congratulations, our UK office, Maryport Street, Gwent, USK Wales, sincerely, Elisa Ween Wine, United Nations Auditors. More bullshit.
Oh, boy.
February 13th, 2016. Mr. Davin!
Wow, 10.
This is what I got. Do you believe in this? And then she goes, dear beneficiary, our institution has been mandated to effect a payment to you based on a pending transaction in your name, which we're about to pay you. We would like to know if you are interested in completing this transaction or authorize us to cancel or revert this payment. If you're interested, do not hesitate to contact. We'd be happy to help you. Please reconfirm the name, address, phone number, profession, age, marital status. Thanks for your cooperation. Kind regards, Mr. Eric Dawson. So basically, she's just being inundated with scams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, it's almost like when scammers get a hold of a live one, they keep on trying to scam.
That's absolutely what
Well, that's what it seems here. They're all just piling on.
Pile on the rabbit.
It's almost like when a bunch of lions attack a gazelle. You know, they just overpower it and then start ripping it apart.
Yeah.
Dear Ann Jackson, thanks for your email back to me. I'm sorry for late reply to this mail. I am Eric Dawson, the newly appointed director in charge of approving and releasing all owed yet unpaid foreign payments. I'm delighted to inform you your fund will be remitted from Norwood Credit Union. When has a bank ever been delighted to give you money?
Yeah.
Never.
Contact Inheritance Panel of the UN. The Inheritance Panel of the UN. Now they are doing shit over there. I'm sorry for late... I'm sorry for late reply to this mail. I am Eric Dawson, the new... Oh, I read that shit already. Contact Inheritance Panel of the UN, which just concluded its seating in the UK, just released your email, ID, and name to our institution as the as currently approved beneficiaries who are to benefit from this payment. This panel was primarily delegated to investigate all genuinely owed debts and claims as has been overdue. In this regard, the approved part payment is in the tune of $5 million United States dollars. First, I will want you to reconfirm your details below to enable us to proceed. Name, address, phone, professional age. Thanks for your cooperation. February 15, 2016, I write, spam, just delete it. Mm. I mean, we all get this shit. Yeah. She's the only one that pays attention to it.
Really?
March 1st, 2016. Mr. Davin, long time no see. How are you doing? On February 28th, the police came to visit me. I did tell you that I filed the complaints at local police. They sometime come to visit me, and they do worry about me. you could see the photo.
It's holding down a burp. Good to me.
I really want to expose the truth to you. I did the research after being scammed. Some of the financial institutions in UK or fucking UN or sent me fucking mails, which suck. All I want to say, these people are the fucked up.
What was that about?
It's almost like she understands what's going on.
That was one paragraph of confusion.
Yes.
Attention. Letter from the United Nations to eradicate poverty. We've had that one already. Most of the hackers hack the banks because the corrupt politicians make a foreign account in order to do money laundering. There are many cases like this. And then she shows me cases like this. Where does their money go? They make foreign accounts and then they do money transfer. Hackers can steal money from the banks because they can hack them. Well, that's how it works. This is why there are many online scams, because the banks will ask the legal procedures. This is why 419 scams spreading around the world. That's from Nigeria. It's the penal code. For these type of crimes. The people who know the law will break the law. That's not true. They know the rules, so they try to use other names or ID to do the legal procedures. But unfortunately, the funds are too big to get out. Are they corrupt politicians, eat money, and try to get funds out by abusing power? This is why. Notice, victim of Pauline's case and mine. These fucking people, Brown Cotton, David Copper, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller.
Roll call.
Parker Green and Melvin Santos.
Yeah. Two.
Are scammers. They told... Me. The funds are from the UK to Malaysia to Hong Kong, and the funds are fucking held. If they are legal, they will not be held. This can show the truth, and they are fucking assholes, like a bundt cake. You can see the corruption from... So, callback. We call a callback in the business, yes. You can see the corruption from the politician list. It is dangerous, and it is no fun. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James Miller, and Parker Green, and Melvin Santos took the money from me. I never get the funds. I always got the news that the funds are being held. If the funds are legal, it is in banks' custody. If the country is not corrupt, the funds will not be held. These people will be on the list of terrorists. So now it's like she understands that they shouldn't be holding money and asking for fees, where earlier she did not.
Now she seems to get at least that part of it for now.
That wasn't my fault.
I know. Tom. You were on the runway. You had to abort.
I did. Mr. Pence is not happy. Mr. Davin.
Wow.
The financial institution will ask for the IDs and then do the legal procedures. They hire the bank lawyers to deal with these stuffs. When the beneficiaries are not in the country where the bank is located, they need to make foreign accounts and then do the funds transfer. It is very risky if you delay. So now she thinks you got to do it immediately. Mm-hmm. It is no fun at all. The result is like this. I do not know the amount of the funds. This is just the example. Firstly, the legal service charged £15,000 sterling. Obtaining and swearing affidavits, stamp duty, performance, and notarization documents in notary offices is £1,850. Lastly, transportation and micro expenses is £400 sterling. Please note the availability of this fund will make me get into the action to actualize the mandate as quickly as needed. My conclusion. Number one, Melvin Santos is a fucking asshole. Do you know why? He is hiding and eats the money that victims paid. He is running away, so she thinks Melvin Santos is holding the victims' money. Mm. Number two, these people are liars, but they are from USA. They are not fake, but they destroy my whole life. And she's lost the plot. Number three, you should ask for the financial institutions about I gave you above if this does exist.
Wait a minute, she's asking you to ask?
Yeah, I got to do work now. I'm getting homework. Number four. Yeah.
I know, get involved.
I don't know. Number four, I do not do anything but only request the truth for the victims. Number five, this is why the scammers need victims' IDs. See the money laundering. Then she gives me a Wikipedia page about money laundering. And so that's what that's all about. She explains what money laundering is. I go, yes, they are all scammers. And that's where we'll end. Mm. So she's being inundated with spam. I don't know if she's really realizing she's being inundated with spam. And I don't know. She had the idea about money transfers, and then she lost the idea. And she once again thinks they're all Americans.
Goes back and forth. Yeah, she just lost her mind.
Yeah. All right, Pip, what is our tally, ho?
Well, we had 12 Mr. Davins, which was well past anything any of us guessed.
Losers!
Then we well, and then we had no gold bars. None of us guessed that. And we had 4 Melvin Santos, which is what I guessed.
Ah, good for you.
So I guess I win.
You win.
Yay!
You win.
Never, I never win.
No, we took pity on you because of the stomach bug.
I know, thank you.
You can save your victory on your throne.
And I will be.
We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship and support of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. Stop blowing up my Facebook page. Really, enough.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with detail and care and attention. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, it'll be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what we got coming up?
October 25th, I will be your headliner.
Ah, October 25th is going to be a great night, so experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Is that me?
Yes.
I don't have my list in front of me. Sorry.
Why would you? You're only home.
I know. Baltimore's main side company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of our 3 locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the King of the Grill or garage. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI would like to say hello to Davin's Den and their listeners. And they say we all need to engage our audience, especially your business, and start that new relationship like this one, saying hello. In life and business, it's always great to say hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid all the noise. What's your company persona? Is it bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing plan come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, and help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and add the hashtag, say hello, and /Davinsden to receive a special surprise. So again, it's always great to say hello. They also want to say that summer's over. Yeah, it was a great summer, great times, but now it's time to get back to business. That PowerPoint presentation developed, That trade show booth design, sales brochure, is that completed? Well, September's here and it's time to get going. And relax, KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with their email marketing and social media campaigns and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. So visit them, KGIDesignGroup.com. Mention Dav and Stan for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Sidesplitting Productions, holiday season's coming up. If you want a comic for your holiday party, give us a call. Sidesplitting Productions. You go to davincomedy.com. Email me there, davincomedy.com. Or call 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. We will hook you up for shizzle. All right, Pip.
Yeah, listen to the Richter Observatory every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. on www.hudsonriverradio.com. Great classic rock music.
I don't have a gig this week for off. However, during the week, check out my Facebook page, the Fragile Sky Facebook page. We had Mike Messina and Joe Melendez, my guitar player and lead singer of our band, Fragile Sky. They did a live interview on The Rat down in Jersey on Sunday. I'm going to be putting the replay up, so check that on out.
Yeah, follow at Davin's Den on Instagram, at Davin's Den on Facebook, and at Davin's Den on Twitter. You can follow me at Davin Comedy in all those places, and follow Joe and Pip, too. Lots of cool stuff coming up. We're going to be putting up stories, all sorts of fun stuff. We have a meeting we're going to get a talking to, because we're going to start doing shit better.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. And you need to tell your friends, you bunch of hangers-ons.
Yeah, please.
Tell some folks.
Yeah.
Before we all have to go to Long Island for the one and only Dick Eldorado show. Nobody wants that. All right. It's been fun. We have a meeting to get to. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you like us, tough friend, if you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.